Hi, everyone. Michael Sparks here, and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call. It's Monday, September 29th, the last day, second to the last day of September. One more day, and then we're into October. Just wanted to let everybody know, appreciate everybody getting on these calls. They've been going on for 2+ years. If you miss some calls, and if you're a new dealer on the team, or you're a new dealer, just found us on the internet, maybe you can go to our dealer training website, which is accountdirect.lube-direct.com. And you go to this website, and that's where all the calls are at. You can listen to them all the way from the very beginning, every single call, plus the Bell Team calls are on that site as well. There's been some really good interviews with people, some really good speakers that I've had on. I've had home office people from AMSOIL, had other direct jobbers call in. So it's a really good training just to go back and listen to some of the calls. Tonight we're going to focus on giving people a head start on the fall-winter business building ideas. For a lot of us, we seem to have a lot of power sports and racing and classic cars, motorcycles, and small engine type of business that buys a lot of AMSOIL from us in the spring and summer, and even going into the fall. But wintertime, it sometimes is a little bit more difficult, just the type of businesses that we have. And so we're going to talk about increasing the sales over the winter months. And the beauty of the AMSOIL business, but there's many ways to increase your business. This is because the potential customer base is so wide open. If you really think about it, while AMSOIL is getting more popular all the time, less than 1% of every car, truck, on the road, motorcycle is using AMSOIL. There might be a little pockets where maybe, you know, 5 or 10% maybe in the motorcycle market, but the rest of the market is wide open. And maybe we'll touch on some ways to get customers in those areas. If you didn't get the last week's or this weekend's dealer newsletter, I posted a testimonial from one of our dealers, Cord, sent me a testimonial on using engine flush. And how he had a customer that had been using Pennzoil, only had about 2,500 miles on the oil change, and how dirty it was. And then he did an engine flush and changed the filter and put AMSOIL in it, and how much cleaner the oil was after doing the engine flush. And also the fact that when he starts the car the next morning, he doesn't have lifter noise while the oil is trying to circulate up into the lifters. So that was a good thing. I had also an email today from another dealer that asked if you have to use engine flush every single time. And that's not normally necessary. Once you switch over to AMSOIL, if you do an engine flush prior to that, it's not necessary. But I always tell people, if it was my vehicle and I had a used vehicle and I didn't know what type of service that it's been and what type of oil it was running in the past or anything like that, if I'm buying a used vehicle and I don't know anything about it, I'm going to do an engine flush and I'm going to change it over to AMSOIL. I'll probably use the OE oil because it's not going to stay in there very long. I'm going to make sure everything's good. It's not using an extreme amount of oil. It's not leaking anywhere or anything like that. I might go 2,500 or 3,000 miles on the OE. At that point, I'm going to check the dipstick. I'm going to see what it looks like. It'll probably be kind of dark because AMSOIL has a lot of detergent additives in the oil. So I might do another engine flush if it looks dark. If it doesn't look dark, then I'll probably just change that out, move up to the XL, run that 5 or 10,000 miles or so. If that looks good, then move it up to the Signature Series. But if it does look dark, I'm going to do another engine flush about 2,500, 3,000 miles. And this is on a vehicle I don't know the history on. And then I'll probably put the XL in it. It's got more additives in it than the OE does, and it's a little bit better oil. And run that, like I said, 5 to 10,000 miles. I'll run that depending if I'm what it looks like, if it looks on the dipstick like it's really dirty. At 5,000, I might change it sooner. If it's looking pretty good, I'll run it out to the 10,000. At that time, I'll determine, does it need one more engine flush? And if it looks really dirty and dark, and then let's say it got dark at 7,500 miles, I'm going to do another engine flush on this thing. And this is really going to, that third one's going to really clean out anything that's left in there. And then I'm going to run the Signature Series and keep running the Signature Series from that. So I kind of step it up, not starting out with Signature Series. You can, and many, many, many people have done that. I mean, before we had XL and OE, that's all we had was the Signature Series. There was only one choice of motor oil. So it works, but I, you know, personally, I like to just ensure that I have a nice, clean engine before I do the 25,000-mile oil changes, and doing that engine flush at least one time on my vehicle. When I get a new vehicle that has never run AMS oil in it, I'm going to do that. Now, if I buy a brand-new spanking vehicle, it's, you know, from the lot, has 0 miles on it, I'm going to change that over to AMS oil within, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 miles. I'll change it to AMS oil, and then I won't do an engine flush at all. So, but that's my thoughts on engine flushes. Again, I want to thank Cord for putting that testimonial out. I hope it helped everybody. Tonight I'm going to call on several dealers that have plans to increase business over the next few months. We're going to call on Andre and Chuck. He'll be last, though. And then John Bontempi and Robert Murphy. I guess going to hear some of their thoughts on business for the winter months and fall, winter type of, we're coming up on that. October 1st will be right around the corner. So we'll talk about that. Before I get started, though, I know we had a little before I get started. This is number two before I get started. If you haven't sent me an email to get your copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, don't forget to do it. I've sent out two of them. That's only two that I've sent. Be glad to send it to anybody, but you got to send me an email so I can send it back to you. I don't want to send it. It's a pretty big file, and I don't want to send that to everybody's computer that doesn't really want it. And then number two, if you haven't gotten the newsletter or you haven't read the newsletter, I put a link in there for Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump's book. This came actually after Monday's call. I had gotten something on Facebook, and it said to get his book for a penny. And so I clicked on it. I got the book for a penny, and because I have Amazon Prime, I got free shipping on it, so I really only paid a penny. The book is called The Midas Touch, Why Some Entrepreneurs Get Rich and Why Most Don't, by Robert Kiyosaki, forward by Mark Burnett. So it's going to be a good book, I'm sure. I haven't read it, but I got it for a penny, hardcover, really nice book. Go back to my newsletter. If you hadn't got the newsletter, send me an email and I'll send you a link to it. But you might want to order this nice book for a penny. You can't hardly find any better training than that. Do that. And last but not least, on Amazon, if you use Amazon and the Kindle reader, or you buy Kindle books, you might have a Kindle, you might read it on your tablet, you can even download the app on your smartphone. There's a way to loan out books to other people, and they get the book for 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks the book comes back automatically to you, and then you can loan it out to someone else and 2 weeks after that, or whenever they're done reading it. So I'm planning on, this is something new I just discovered, and I think it's great because now when I buy a book, instead of sitting on my bookshelf after I read it, I get to have share it multiple times to different people that want to read it. So I'm planning on making a link or a website on my website, my personal website. I'll put a list of all the books that I currently have and how to contact me in order to get this so you can read them for free. I've got a lot of training and success books. And I'm buying more and more every week. So I just bought another one today by Jim Rohn. It was like $2.99. I paid for it and got it. So with that, I want to call on Andre. Are you there, Andre? And I might have put you on. Let me find you here. He's probably calling. He can't get up. Andre, come in, Andre. Let's see here. There he is. I did. I'm sorry. I muted you. There you are. Andre.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Everybody's doing good tonight, I think. They're calling in here. They're in the right place. So
yeah.
What's going on? What are your plans? We're coming up into the winter months. What are your plans for fall and winter to build your AMSOIL business?
Well, pretty much the main focus, what I focus on right now, it's getting more installs under my belt, so get more actually cash flow. So that's what I work on. Basically trying to contact at least one, two potential clients. Hopefully they decide to do something with us. So
yeah.
And by next year, I'm trying to get at least 1,000 installs under me. So this way can move a little bit faster. Plus, besides that, I look forward for coming up show what we're going to do with you in Kentucky. So hopefully get more dealers. So,
okay. So
yeah,
installers for the winter months, and those are always good to get. There's no bad time to get an installer account because they do oil changes year-round. It's not like a motorcycle that when the snow's flying, they're not changing oil. So those are always good. And you're coming with us to the GIE Expo next month. That's on the 18th through the 22nd, or 22nd through the 24th, I'm sorry, 22nd through the 24th. So that's going to be fun. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about that at the end here. So you're going to do that. What about any other type of shows? Are you doing any other shows, some of the snowmobile stuff you did last year? Or
usual, I apply for the lottery, and if I win, I will go, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more that all this winter show, it's usual just show the face of AMSOIL. You never usually didn't get a lot of clients from it, at least previous 2 years when I went there. But
yeah.
It just give opportunity people to see our product and know about it. And hopefully even other dealer can sign up later after that.
Yeah.
So it's working out for all of us.
Good.
So I will still doing it, but I'm not expecting any result from it, at least immediate.
Gotcha. Okay.
The most immediate result is on this moment, I think it's just target installers market, commercial accounts. But most of the installer market, that seems to be the answer to get as fast result as possible.
And AMSOIL, I mean, you just kind of have to go and see what AMSOIL is really pushing. And you hear, like, this week, if you listen to the dealer training, the video that I posted, you know, Rob Stenberg says, you know, if you don't have an installer, you need to have an installer. Well, if you can have one installer, why not have 100 installers or 1,000 installers? There's no limit to how many installers you can have. And if the more places you have to send someone, the more chances you're going to get more business out of it. So that just makes sense. So
plus, I think it's the perfect time right now. People get more educated about it, synthetic, so they want it have in their car, and if its installer doesn't provide it, it's the installer losing on the client. And believe it or not, I still have guys who says, "Oh, we didn't do synthetic, we don't need it." Okay, next guy to you doing it, so he's going to take all your clients. I'm not telling right and face of it, but I think in this way, and it's usually work. I have a lot of shops like by each other, and they starting doing AMSOIL. They starting from a year. Right now they move completely to Excel, and they try to push away regular oil, or they don't want to do it anymore because it's just financially it's bringing them more money.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, yeah. I actually talked to John Bontempi last week, and he was saying how some of the his son had gotten a call for AMSOIL, and because there was two installers of his in the same area, people are asking these other accounts that where can I get AMSOIL, and so hopefully they get some new accounts, because if you get one installer in an area, more, I guarantee it, more people are going to be wanting to carry it because they find out about it.
Yep.
It's just like, hey, I want to carry it too because these other people are carrying it, and I want to make money like they are. So,
yeah.
Well, excellent. And
unfortunately, in our area, we have a lot of phony synthetic, but I hope with the right education, we can conquer this problem as well.
Well, that's excellent, and I think that's a great game plan. Russ Stenberg talked about it on last week's dealer training series. So getting some installers is a great plan, and I think that's good for that. And, of course, that show we're going to do next month, we're ramping up for. It's also going to be really good, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. Appreciate it, Andre, and good luck, and appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Bontempi.
Yeah. How are you, Michael?
Hey. We're doing good, John. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
What kind of ideas have you come up with for your fall winter business building activities that you think are going to help yourself and maybe some other dealers might have like to, you know, get some ideas from?
Well, as we mentioned, you know, before the when we were getting warmed up here, it's got to be fun, and if it's not fun, for me, it's not worth doing. One of the good things about being an AMSOIL dealer is there is a lot of flexibility in how you want to grow your business and develop your business. So right now, as you know, and some of the others may know, I have a classic car, and I like to go out to cruise nights, and I'll go to car shows and things like that, and I'll just go and enjoy. I'll bring the car out, and of course, car guys like to talk cars. And when they're talking cars, of course, I bring the subject around. Well, what kind of oil are you using? So that's what I'm doing right now, and that's going to probably run through the end of October once daylight savings time goes off and the cruise thing kind of folds up. I started when I was first an AMSOIL dealer doing gun shows, and that season will start up now. It'll probably start, you know, November and go into the early months, you know, as long as the hunting season's in there. And gun shows are good. They're small, they're local, they're not really very expensive to do. You don't get a lot of business from them, but you never know who's at a gun show. People will ask me, stop by my booth and say, you know, what are you doing here at a gun show? You sell oil. And I'll tell them, well, oddly enough, everybody who's in this room drove here in something, and that something uses oil. And yet, a couple of times I talk to people, and the next thing you know, they own a contracting company or a car repair or something like that. So it's a good lead-in. The gun shows for me are also a good way for me to help my new dealers get in front of people and talk the talk as it is. A lot of times, the thing about network marketing is we're a sales business and a marketing business, and most of us, when we come in, don't know how to do sales, and we don't know how to do marketing. We don't know how to talk to people. So you really need to get in front of people, and gun shows will do that for you know, a very little outlay, and you know, you start getting your feet wet, you get a couple of customers. So I'll be doing that through the winter months. I also been taking this past few months to realize some things about myself, and I think that we all kind of need to do that. And I'm a lousy salesman. I like to say I can't sell water to a guy dying of thirst in the desert. But I'm a good communicator. I like to talk to people. So a lot of my business, a lot of what my business comes from is from doing networking, going to different networking things and just talking to people, letting them know what I do. Because for me, walking cold calling, it's just not working for me. That's not something I'm good at. But I like I said, I can go to a networking meeting and talk to 10, 20 people, and they know somebody who knows somebody. So I'll be doing a lot of that through the winter. I'm also going to be putting an emphasis on developing and launching new dealers. and helping my dealers to do the same, to attract, develop, and launch new dealers. I really want that part of my business to grow over the next year. So all those things together, hopefully will be coming out, you know, next April, May, when the lawnmowers start coming out again in April. I'll have a larger business, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, I think that's a great plan, John, you know, finding your strengths and working on those and the things that you're weak at, you know, kind of put those on the back burner, work on those skills maybe as time goes on and retest them at a later date. We're all good at something, and we're all not good at the same thing. So I think it's a great idea doing the gun shows. That's a way for all dealers to get their feet wet. And at a minimal cost, and you normally sell enough metal detector at a gun show to pay for the price of the booth. So if you can do that and get a couple customers, that's great. You know, I've done plenty of shows where I've spent for the booth hundreds or thousands of dollars and not recouped those funds. And then, of course, getting better on the internet and all that stuff, that's good. And helping your dealers, sponsoring more dealers and helping more dealers become successful is really the key to the highest income levels in AMSOIL. If you want to get the highest levels of income, sponsoring and training are the ways to do it. You can only do so much yourself as a dealer, and you can be successful without sponsoring and training, but you can't get to the highest levels without the ability to help other dealers become successful, in my mind. I mean, maybe there is a way, and I just don't see it, and I don't see other dealers that are in the magazine every month that have done it either. So sponsoring and training are one of the key ways to get to the higher levels. Well, excellent. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right.
Yes, sir. Hey, Robert, you on? Or did I block you? You there, Robert?
No, I'm here. I just had to figure out how to unmute myself.
Oh, okay. I didn't think I saw your number. I thought I only muted the people that weren't, I knew weren't calling in. So, but, well, excellent, Robert. I know we text a little bit back and forth today on some of the ideas on that you have for going into the fall season. And I think this is a good refresher for anybody that wants to make a good October, November sales happen. And there's some great products that we have for the fall. So let's take it away, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the two things will be a little bit redundant, and I just want to build on what John said. You know, the great opportunity we have within the networking places in our communities, whether it's, you know, through a chamber event or Toastmasters, or I've been involved with the BNI group here in our town for the past several years and just ended our presidency there and saw our chapter grow by 52%. And one of the things that created an opportunity for that's going to have a direct impact on our AMSOIL business here is our executive director for that has asked me to go to director training and look at helping start two chapters in two other cities here in central Kansas. So that's going to have a long-term increasing the networking circles and expansion of the AMSOIL business. I'm excited about that. So getting keyed in and dialed in on a networking group in your community is essential. It builds relationships, and it really does help long-term business growth. But secondly,
it's not who you know, it's who knows you, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Well said. And my current local direction is I do already have several appointments with my current landscaping commercial accounts to talk with them about getting ready for the transition as the mowing season is winding down and getting that equipment prepared for storage with our products like fogging oil and metal protector and fuel stabilizer. But at the same time, within these accounts, we do not have all of their vehicles yet, so it's going to continue to expand that opportunity within those businesses. I've got two vehicles to do some research on for one of the companies for my meeting on Friday to be able to help them move up to AMSOIL on the vehicles that we don't already have with them. So that's looking into following up with the current commercial accounts with landscapers, and that spurned the idea, since I do know that their mowing season is winding down, their irrigation systems, they're not going to be able to do many more installs past, you know, probably late October, early November. And some of them do, some of them don't pick up with snow removal, but in Kansas, that can be a dead season or it can be, you know, a very vibrant season. But regardless of that, I thought it would be an ideal time to try to find the 100-mile radius within my city and just allow the landscaping small engine companies to kind of fuel my appointment list and my focus through the fall and winter. It's a downtime for them, so I'll be able to hopefully get in the door and take the success stories from the clients that I do have and just expand that and bring value to other companies within a 100-mile radius here. And other than that, John, was it John or was it somebody else that mentioned gun shows? I do have a couple as we get into the fall. They pick up pace around here. Those have been successful for me in the past. Yes, you do sell enough metal protector to cover the cost of the table, but you never know what person's going to be on the other side of that table, a business owner, a fleet manager, another preferred customer, other dealers, and we have always come out with benefit working gun shows.
Yeah,
and I do
definitely.
The last point I want to make is we do have a couple of dealers here locally, and I do want to run another fall dealer training for them and really just take somebody like you, Michael, and try to replicate that here to put the pump information and value and belief into them and see them grow as well.
Oh, well, get them on the call, Robert, and that's virtual, and it's all over the country. You don't have to be bound by a 100-mile radius. So get those dealers listening to the call. And but I think all your points are great, and those are definitely things that I've done, the gun shows, the networking, and just plugging into your community. And, you know, that's going to be good for you, I'm sure. Keep it up.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. We got one last person, Chuck. We got a couple of minutes. We're right on time. So, Chuck, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Chuck. Well, tell us what you've got planned for the winter fall season. I know you got your snow gloves and boots ready, and your four-wheel drive tested out in your truck. So, tell us what you're going to do.
Well, this year I've been giving a lot of thought. I plan on pretty much doing a little email campaign along with some send-out cards. I plan on some, you know, sending some cards to my customers now. But firstly, I guess I was during fall, I'm going to email the PCs and kind of highlight some stuff that everybody has said, like some stabilizer and fogging oils and things of that nature. Also, I'm going to email all my commercial landscapers, let them know, just try to put it in front of them. And then for wintertime, when it gets a little chillier out, I'll be emailing the same people commercial accounts for diesel products, cold flow injector, diesel recovery, just putting it out there, letting them know, you know, what's there for them at this time of the year. You know, last year with the polar vortex, the diesel recovery was a big hit with that in my area. And so some of that, I'm going to send, like I said, some cards, and more or less trying to focus on accounts and PCs. I'm going to try to get some PCs that have been doing a lot of buying, trying to maybe turn them to dealers, explain to them the opportunity, send them some emails, give them some phone calls. And other than that, probably call some snowmobile companies. I'm pretty heavy in motorcycles and racing, so that gets a little dried up this time of the year. So I guess I'm going to go after the snowmobile stuff and see if I can get some more business there. I did that last year, which it worked out pretty good. Did some snowmobile events for corporate, got a few accounts there, and they still seem to order, so I'm going to keep trying to go that route.
Awesome. Well, that's a lot of good stuff there, and using some of those tools that are at hand to help us get more information for our businesses, especially the AMSOIL dealer zone and the dealer dashboard. You can go into the dealer dashboard and find everybody that bought a certain product or everybody that buys like diesel customers, or you can find, hey, I want to see everybody that's bought in the last however many months or what have you, and you can drill down and find potential customers. Maybe they're buying one product and they should be also buying another product. For instance, like diesel customers, I did this last month, and I took everybody that bought diesel oil but didn't buy any diesel fuel additives, and I sent them the diesel fuel study. And so anybody that bought diesel oil, they got dealer training pamphlet or whatever it was. I had that done up myself, and it cost me like $100, but I sent that out to every one of my accounts that bought diesel oil and said, this is why you should be using diesel additives. You could do the same thing. Anybody buy small engine oil? Why aren't they buying Quick Shot? Why aren't you buying fogging oil? Why aren't you buying, whatever, two-cycle oil? If you've got a small engine, you probably got a weed eater. Maybe they don't even know they make two-cycle oil.
That's a good point. I mean, if you look at your dealer dashboard, you go into who's buying diesel oil. So they're already using our diesel oil. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer to contact them and introduce them to the injector clean and the cold flow for the winter.
Yep.
I mean, they already understand. They already sold them a product. They know what it does for their equipment. So, I mean, to sell them something that they're already using, it's a lot easier.
Exactly.
Sense.
They're using our competitors or they're not using something at all. So you can go in there and introduce them to what they might not even know. They might
right.
just heard that they need to run AMS oil in their engine, but they didn't even know we made transmission fluid. I run into so many people that says, well, I didn't know y'all made this product. I'm like,
what just happened to me this past weekend? I sold a guy a case of 2050 MCV, and then we started talking about diesel. So why don't you use our diesel oil? I didn't know you sold diesel oil. And there it goes from there. I signed him up with a PC, and now he's using our diesel oil.
Excellent. Good job, Chuck. That's awesome. Good stuff.
Yep.
Appreciate it. I got a couple of things for myself that I said we're getting ready to do the GIE Expo, as we talked about with Andre. This is the Green Industry Expo. This is pretty much any landscaper, hardscaper, irrigation. This is going to happen in Louisville, Kentucky in October 22nd through the 24th. I'm sure this is going to result. We're also doing this with Andre, as well as John and Kathy Henley. So there'll be three of us in this booth, three dealer teams in the booth, and there's supposed to be 18,000 plus landscapers at this event. And we're planning to add a lot of new customers and dealers and accounts during this time. We're also planning lots of new content on our websites. There's in the summertime, we're also busy visiting our customers, going out and doing different types of shows. I kind of really slack off on the website, and I think doing that in the winter months is always a good idea. And I'd like to do more video. I think video, especially YouTube, if anybody can do YouTube, just every smartphone can pretty much do YouTube nowadays. That's what gets a lot of hits on your website. People don't want to read a lot of content. They want to watch a video and maybe read a little content or click on a link or something like that. I'd also want to do a special place, and you also might want to think about this for your own business, is testimonials and reviews. I went to an SEO class, and it said testimonials and reviews. If you don't have one of those pages on your website each, you need to do that ASAP. And I learned about this a couple of months ago, and I've been meaning to do that. So that's one thing I'm going to do, is put a testimonial and reviews page on there. Lastly, we're planning on helping more of our local and non-local retail on the shelf accounts understand why it's important to recommend AMSOIL products. We're planning on helping each one of our retail on the shelf accounts update their page on the dealer locator, or the AMSOIL, the Find AMSOIL locator page for their shop. So going by and taking a photo. This requires you to get in your car, go by, take a photo of their business, go back home, upload the photo for their account, and make sure that their hours are listed, which products they're carrying, and then you have to educate them. Say, look, you carry more products, you're going to be listed for more products. So it's a two-way education piece. So that's the things we're planning on for the fall season. Of course, we're always working on different ways of building our business. I hope everybody that listened in tonight and in the future, There's plenty of business out there for everybody. There's no market in the United States that is saturated with AMSOIL. Everybody you run into is a potential customer. I guarantee it. Very few people are still using AMSOIL products. So with that, I hope everybody has a good night, and I appreciate everybody getting on, and have a good night. Good night, everyone.